Does it look like it's counting down?
It's counting down, yep.
Okay. You got my voice on that now.
I do. Okay, did you start that?
I will now.
Okay, it being 7 o'clock, would you stand please so that we can say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I got 6:59.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, can you please sit?
You are muted. Well, I'm not going to worry about that. I don't have the technology.
All right. Today is August 22nd, 2023. This is the meeting of the Candia, New Hampshire Zoning Board of Adjustment. We have let the record show that all members except Mr. Chivers are present today. And we have some people who've joined us on Zoom. I'm not sure, is Tony? Oh, yep, Tony's is on Zoom. Okay. Yep. And Tony has, does Tony have his hand up? I think he might want to say something.
No, that's just my...
Oh, that's you. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Okay, the first case is Paul and Sarah Broussard, 266 Donovan Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Owners are Paul and Sarah Broussard, 266 Donovan Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, property location 266 Donovan Road. The intent is to request a variance to waive terms as stated in Article 6, Section 2, to construct a 30 by 36 barn or garage within 25 feet of the road where 50 feet is required. I'm assuming that you are Mr. Broussard, Mr.
Yes,
Mrs.
Yes.
Broussard. If you would like to come forward, it might be easier to...
Sorry.
So... All right. I just want to find one thing here.
I was going to say, it's probably easier to hear.
Okay. There's one thing I was looking for here that I had it out here and I didn't find it. Okay, there. There are five criteria that are required for you to receive a variance. They are, the variance must not be contrary to the public interest. For a variance to be contrary to the public interest, it must unduly and to a marked degree violate the basic objectives of the zoning ordinance. To determine this, does the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood or threaten the health, safety, or general welfare of the public? The second is that the spirit of the ordinance is observed. To be contrary to the public interest, the variance must unduly and in a marked degree conflict with the ordinance such that it violates the ordinance's basic zoning objectives. The third one is substantial justice is done. Perhaps the only guiding rule is that any loss to an individual that is not outweighed by a gain to the general public is an injustice. A board of adjustment cannot alleviate an injustice by granting an illegal variance. Number four, the values of surrounding property are not diminished. The ZBA members may draw upon their own knowledge of the area involved in reaching a decision on this and other issues. Because of this, the ZBA does not have to accept the conclusions of experts on the question of value or any other point, since the function of the board is to decide how much weight or credibility to give witnesses, testimony or opinions of witnesses, including expert witnesses. And the fifth is literal enforcement of the provisions of the ordinance would result in a necessary hardship. When the hardship so imposed is shared equally by all property owners, no grounds for a variance exists. Only when some characteristic of the particular land in question makes it different from all others can a necessary hardship be claimed. The property owner needs to establish that because of special conditions of the property, the application of the ordinance provision to his property would not advance the purpose of the ordinance provision in any fair and substantial way. So it is your responsibility today to explain to us why you meet all five of those criteria in order to, for us to grant you a variance, and a variance that's shared by others. A hardship that is shared by others, because the zoning ordinance sets up specific rules. You can only have residential in this area, you have business in this area, there are other specifications. A variance, something that's shared by everyone is not a hardship. So you have, if you do not meet the requirements of all five of those, we cannot grant you a variance. So please explain to us what you want to do and why you feel that you need, that you can't follow the zoning ordinance in this particular case.
Do you guys have the packet?
Yeah, they're flipping through it right there. That's everything.
So I want to put a barn or garage on the property right before my driveway. I want about 1,700 feet of the road up to Mr. Cummings' land to the north right there, who's on the on the comms. And the portion right here, there's a swamp on the first portion of my land coming there. I prefer to be closer to the main route because the power lines are on the opposite side of the road, and then they cross over. My house is about 200 meters north of that, and then the power lines start going down the road this way. So I would prefer to be on the other side of the power lines. And right here, the main reason is closest to my house. I can watch it. My whole concept to put a barn or garage in is to store my tractor, my excavator, and the random attachments that are sitting outside rotting. So I can keep eyes on. It's in front of my house. I can see it. And it ultimately will block. This is not in the view of any of my neighbors. I'm well beyond, I think the closest house was roughly 500 feet, and I measured it right there. That's the closest house to where I want to put the garage. Right now, why I'm asking for the variance, I went in and I got a 40,000 pound excavator. I was going to clear it anyway to make a cordwood storage area, and I wanted to put a garage there. I ran into a vast amount of ledge I couldn't break with a 40,000 pound machine. Setting it back would require me to drop it down a hill and get vast amounts of fill, and I can't put it any closer because there's a swamp over here. And if I put it farther away down here, I don't want to be the neighborhood guy that puts it
in front of
my neighbor's houses.
Direct house.
Because I wouldn't want that to happen. But right now, there's a huge amount of ledge. Why I'm asking for the 25 feet is I can't move it over. There's massive amounts in three locations, and I suspect they all connect because they're within 30 feet of each other. I tried to dig it out, and it's going to cost me an arm and a leg to blast it, which I don't want to do because my well is roughly 900 feet. And I get like 2 gallons a minute, so if I blast, I put my well integrity in line. If I rent a hammer with an excavator, that's another 10, 15 grand that I don't really want to spend.
Where is your house down here? Right?
Yeah,
this is a better map. Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
that
right
one gives you an idea.
Okay.
This one we can visualize a little bit.
Yeah. My house is right here.
So why is it that you want to come way down here?
There's a swamp right here.
Okay.
There's a swamp.
But I guess why you don't want to be closer to the house.
So I wouldn't, I definitely wouldn't meet it here, and my power is underground running here.
Okay.
And it would be right in front of
And it would be in front of my other neighbor. They
would
almost
like
be right
there.
Would you point to where the power lines are so I get that clear in my mind?
To my house, it runs right through the wood line here.
That's your feed, your drop.
Yeah. My drop. Power lines come over Donovan, they hug the left side of the road. And then when they get to mid-driveway, they cross, and there's a power pole here, and then they start hugging the right side of my property all the way down.
So this is a standard household service. This is not the main transmission
line. This is the main transmission lines.
Oh.
And they're the shorties. They're the shorty poles.
Oh, they're wood, though. It's for the road.
It's for the road.
It goes all the way to Mr. Cummings' house and Mr. Plumpton down on the other side. And right now, the communications wires dipped onto the ground. We've called them. They still haven't come to fix it. It's touching the ground. But we're a Class 6 road, so we're the ones who do all the maintenance. Mr. Cummings and I and another neighbor plow. What I ended up doing is I took the trees right here for about 200 feet, and they would all drape into the road, and they would hit the trucks and everything else when they would come down in heavy snow. So I pulled it all back and cleared it out for... Okay.
Can you outline here, at least with your finger, your general lot?
Oh, sure.
It comes
up and it shoots up like this.
And it's all on this side.
Yes,
right,
the
all on that
side.
Of
17. Is this north this way, by the way?
Yes, it's like
generally
a northwest.
North.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a better representation of my property line. 390 feet in. This is a 18-acre plot that abuts to Mr. Cummings. I own this one here, also this little strip, and this right here is townland.
Right. Where does the townland terminate?
Right at Mr. Cummings' house.
So it's beyond this map.
This lot right
map,
here. Yeah, it's like up in here.
Yeah.
It goes for another 400 meters this way, sir.
You know, it's on forever with nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say,
swamp,
it does
so
continue.
There up there.
It does continue.
And I think actually Mr. Cummings owns a portion of the he owns the railroad bed that crosses it. And then there's no trespassings on signs over here with the Plumptons, and then it goes to Hirschman's, and then it goes our neighbors here. So allowing us to put it closest to our house keeps it out of view of our neighbors here. This is a house that's on Chester Turnpike. There's no house here. Keeps it out of my neighbor's house here, and there's another neighbor over here in the swamp. And obviously you got houses right here, the new development.
This land that's over here.
Yep.
After your named neighbors.
Right here?
No, it was coming this way. So.
Oh, this one?
Heading that way. What's out there?
Nothing but woods, sir. It goes into Mr. Blevins' land, but you've got to cross the actual swamp
it's
to get
like
to it.
It's like a swamp back there.
There's
just
no
kinda,
bridge.
It,
can't,
ends.
It dead ends.
Yeah.
Moose Meadow.
Yeah,
is,
so
yeah.
I was going to say, they have a name for it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a meadow for it.
And there's nothing. There's only two houses on the right side of the road. I'm one of them. And Mr. Cummings is one of them.
Is this Chester? Or
this is Chester Turnpike.
That's Chester Turnpike, yeah.
Yeah. Is this a class 6 road that comes down?
It's a class 6, but it's accepted by the town as class 6, so it's not private property.
No, it's a town road. It becomes class 6 because the town doesn't
maintain
it. Right,
yeah.
But
see,
it's a legal town road.
This comes
house,
off of 27.
House
road.
Yeah.
House.
Yeah, it's like a large
by,
cabin.
I was going to say the other side of Pedigree, I think a portion of that
Pedigree.
They consider
it
class
5. It goes
5.
Up in there for a mile.
That's
or more.
Yeah.
And then it dead ends.
Yeah.
So there's a...
continued in between.
There's a ton of ledge here. I tried to take...
Yeah,
I
it's
think
either
the machine
ledge
lifted 6,000 pounds, and I was taking a rock to try to smash it, like use a try to save money to try to smash it with the other rocks, and I couldn't even.
So are you putting a basement in this garage?
Negative.
No.
No.
There's none of that happening.
So, it would seem to me then that if you were the best foundation for your building would be ledge, would be on a slab. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
That's
so this is really for
no, that's
business,
Linda calling
not,
back.
Not even
for
a business.
This
is to park my excavators, my tractors.
I understand that, but it would just seem to me that if there's ledge behind you and you don't want to put it in there because of the ledge behind you, it would be advantageous to pour your slab on, even if you had to have like a foot grade or
not
something where
bit.
You drove
yeah,
up, it would be advantageous to move it back. And then
right.
you're sitting on the granite.
Yep.
And
yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
No,
it's the best.
No.
It's the best foundation that you could have.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Then you could meet the town requirements.
Well, I can't go back down because the swamp runs right in the back.
So what I think
we're
saying.
We're talking, David, we're only talking 25 feet right here.
Yep.
We're only talking 25 feet.
Are you proposing to move it back another?
Move it back from the road 25 feet to meet the requirements.
Oh, yeah.
So you said there's ledge, so move it back 25 feet. And then you'll meet the requirements of the town.
No, the ledge
no.
is at the 25
the,
feet.
There's a point of no return, ma'am. this is the road, and I have roughly probably 40 or 45 feet till it starts dropping down.
Mm. And it's wet.
So I have to be 25 feet here, and so that would give me a 30-foot span max. My depth, I can play with the building inspector.
I would say probably not.
30 by 36.
Well,
the
size
well,
of the building.
Yeah,
yeah
right,
the size
of
the
building.
The size
yeah.
of the building.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
yeah.
You can't, I mean,
so the
yeah.
max width I could have of the barn is 30 feet before it would start rolling down the hill.
And you want it to be
safely.
How big do you want it?
30 by 36, 30 by
and
30.
And obviously you would have
34.
To bring in a huge amount of fill.
I have to raise
to
it up
because
yeah.
the snow is going to slide down and I want to make sure it doesn't bleed into there.
Yeah.
Can I ask you?
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry.
I use it as my pointer too.
Me too.
Were you going to connect the drive to this to your driveway or were you planning on coming out on Donovan direct?
Negative, sir. This is right into Donovan already. It was already a logging tow road that went around. And I just plopped mine in the center. I wanted to dig it all out to meet the 50-foot setback. So the actual portion where I want to put the barn is about 5 feet, 6 feet higher than the whole back where the road is. And then where the road is, the rocks that I was able to dig up, I created a retaining wall to when I pull my truck around. If I wanted to fill that in, it's probably another 12 to 14 feet, and it drops off.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't write the regulation, but I'm going to make some assumptions.
Sure.
Get myself in trouble, okay? The reason there are setbacks on roads is to allow maintenance on the roads to stop when snow plows go by, stones get kicked up through things
right.
that are too
yeah.
close to the road, and
sure.
it creates all those secondary issues. So by leaving right away or setbacks, you're able to properly maintain the road. People have access to do whatever they've got to do, and it doesn't interfere with you know, snow removal and all that other stuff. Obviously, this is a little bit of a different situation because Class 6, we don't touch that at the time.
I opened
okay?
up the road. It probably made... I interrupted you, sir.
No, but you're it's a conversation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so thinking down the road, and again, who knows what happens at Donovan Road when, you know, I'm long gone and you move to Florida. Who the hell knows, okay? So this becomes, and again... A lot of land here. If this gets subdivided sometime in the future, and this road has to be built out, now we're looking at a really tight situation here. So that's looking down the road. What would happen? You know, we used to do this all the time. Stick the barn
right,
you know, 5 feet off the road.
Yeah.
So that would be my future comment is if something changes with this road, which we don't know one way or the other. Now we create a situation where that building, which today is unobtrusive, but now it becomes, maybe this becomes part of the problem, if that
yeah.
happens to be a road that needs to be brought up
yeah.
to a standard for development or whatever.
Yeah.
Land in Canada becomes so valuable that people are flooding here with their money. And all
yeah,
that.
I get you.
But it looks like from a lot of stuff, they're trying to keep people from doing that.
Yeah.
So we're
let me ask another question. Is any of this land around here in conservation?
No.
It's not protected?
Nope.
So even that... Even though building down in Moose Meadow is pretty inconceivable.
Oh, right, yeah.
it's wet. It's very wet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's
where
yeah.
So if I move past, my house
yeah.
is on a hill. My first portion of my land until I get to my backyard right here is, this is all on an elevated platform, and then it drops down to wet
so,
right around the edge. And when you get to my backyard, it drops down and it gets wet.
There's a reason why the road was discontinued on
I
both
get
ends.
It.
Right.
And
because
I think
of what's in the middle.
Mr.
Right,
Cummings has been alive longer, probably my age times two, and he's been maintaining the road for his pretty much his whole lifetime with his brother. I picked up some of that responsibility with my tractor and my excavator along with my other neighbor to help Mr. Cummings out. But where I opened up the path, it only allows for more access for utility vehicles. It allows for a turnaround for utility vehicles. And allows them to do three-point turns much more comfortably with
yeah.
it. And
I have a question about Donovan Road. Is Donovan Road a two-rod road or a three-rod road?
Three-rod.
How wide is the road?
16 feet.
No.
How wide is
the
right-of-way? What is the distance between the stone walls? There should be stone walls.
There's no stone walls.
There's no stone walls, and its property lines divided.
66 feet.
There he goes.
5'6", sir? 56?
66 feet.
66.
66.
Thank
63
you.
Rods.
66
feet.
It's
thank
six,
you, Mr. Cummings.
It's 66 feet wide.
The
right-of-way. The right-of-way, Mr. Cummings, are you saying that the right-of-way on Donovan Road is 66 feet?
From 56. Border, from property line to property line is 66 feet. That was set up back in the day of in
I was
going to
say it was property line.
They mapped out the the property line to be primarily square. Of course, water jumped in the way, but it is 66 feet from the one side of the property line to the next property line, so about 33 feet from center line of the road.
Right.
That's the town right of way.
Yeah.
The town right of way is 33 feet?
No,
from the center 66. Line. 66
from the center
total.
Line.
So 33
so
on both sides.
Well, doesn't
that's,
that? Doesn't,
I don't.
Number one, my stake is on one side, and if you walk it off to the sink on my next door neighbor, it works out to be at about approximately 660.
Yeah, you probably don't.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I look at this, the Article 6, building setback. On streets with less than 50 feet right away, the setback requirement shall be 75 feet. Otherwise, it's 50 feet. So irregardless of what the right away is, it doesn't really, we're still within
yeah.
the 50. Well, obviously,
right.
I don't think the 75 applies if we have 66
right,
feet,
yeah.
not 50. Okay, but yeah, okay.
So the insurmountable ledge, it's a great location because it keeps it out of my neighbor's hair. They can't see it from their house. They can't, unless
they
walk by
it. If you went back further,
if I went back further, I would be in front of my neighbor here.
You're saying back from the road line.
Yeah.
Back
I,
from the road further.
I can't get back from the road further, safely
yeah.
or without an unabsorbable
you
can't. Cost. And a wetlands permit and a wetland scientist and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's one way or the other. It's either you're going back and you're going to get into a wetlands issue,
well,
or you go forward and it's...
Oh, sorry, ma'am.
I'm sorry. No, the issue is that all of the other land around you
yep.
has the same issues. That this is an area with wetlands and swamps and
the
so...
Ledge.
I'm so
yeah.
And the ledge, yes. Mr. Keena lives near you and can tell you how much it cost him to blast out
so
his ledge.
So what you're saying, this
so
is a common variable between everything.
That's exactly.
So what I should probably do, I really don't think so. Because you could look at these other house lots and they're much lower. My next neighbor up is well beyond, he's well lower in elevation than I am. And he's can't even take his truck past 12 feet past his backyard before it sinks into water. So if he's running into ledge, I highly suspect he isn't.
Well, what I can tell you is no one from myself and my neighbors on we're on Maplewood. Right behind
I have me. No idea where that is.
Oh, it's half a mile from here.
Okay.
So actually going towards center town here.
Okay.
Yeah, so my lot is higher than the other ones and has more ledge. Why, but it just does.
Yeah.
Some houses had more than others. Depending.
Right.
Right. And but all the houses had to be, they had to really think about, like, one neighbor couldn't put his house where he wanted because the ledge was too great. He'd want to blast it out. I blast it out. You know, it just depends on what you have, right? There's variation there. But
sure.
There is a lot of ledge, certainly. Yeah.
There is. And the worry about blasting is I'm going to make my 1,000-foot well. I get 1.8 GPM
yeah.
out of
yeah.
and
nothing.
And having
now.
To redo
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And it's very expensive.
Yeah, drilling a well costs another 15 grand.
Well, blasting the hole.
Oh, that too. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
What I would like to find out is I would like to get talk to the road agent and find out what the actual width of this road is, because usually when you look at the town map, that most of the roads are either two rod roads or three rod roads. Two rod roads are about 33 feet. Three rod roads are about 50.
Yeah.
No, 33 feet between two. Well, I live on a classics road. There's 33 feet between the stone walls.
Okay.
So the problem is that what Mark was saying is that at some time if there's future development. And you have to, in some take property or widen a road. That if you've got to go out now,
right.
you're going to get
the town's grant.
You're
going
to be 10 feet if you take 15 feet or
right.
or on each side or 10 feet on each side. Then this barn ends up being 15
right.
feet,
right.
and you're talking about shoulders and things. So this
right.
barn is there's a potential for it being closer, and also. The ledge, I don't know if it would be appropriate to go out. I mean, we really don't...
It's all clear. You can look at it.
Is go out and take a look and meet out there some Saturday or some day when everybody can
yeah.
meet and take a look and see, you know, you stake that out for
I'll
us.
I'll spray paint
us.
The ledge rocks because I backfilled them a little bit to create a, to come around and then create a ramp where I wanted the proposed barn. And
mark where the barn would go.
Yeah, we need
the
it's so obvious. When you go in, it's going to be a 3-foot different grade, and you'll go around and you'll see it. It'll be right there.
Let's still mark it.
Question for you.
Shoot, sir.
Center line of the road. This would be your lot line?
Yep.
Okay. So, again, make an assumption that's going to get me in trouble, okay?
Sure.
Listening to your neighbor, this is 60, excuse me, that is incorrect.
56 feet.
It would be
33,
because I believe he said 66 here.
Right.
So that's 33. If this is your property line,
right?
Where's the house going to? Excuse me. Where's the structure going to be?
It's just the road, the outer edge.
Yeah.
Of the
this
road.
Is the outer edge of the road.
25 feet in.
So
the edge of the road.
From the edge of the road.
But how much of that will any of that be? Will any of that be off of your property line?
Right.
Into
right.
the right of way. That would be my question.
Yeah.
That's what I'm unsure of. That's why I do the little map. Because
if the property line is 33 feet off the middle of that road, it's going to be just about.
Yeah, you're 34 feet right from the center. I'd be right on the edge. I'd be over 1 foot.
If you've got, if the road's 15 feet wide,
I'm gonna sneeze.
Then you're going to be off by.
Sorry.
Sorry. Right. Kleenex word.
I'm good.
So I guess my question is,
there we go.
Just
are you actually building on your own land?
I am.
So no matter what, you're telling me that you're...
Oh, if this is 33 feet?
Here's your so the structure is not going to cross from your property line into anywhere...
We're 25 feet to the road edge, and then add 8 would be 34 feet to center line of the house, right where I want the edge of the barn.
So this
I can even make it shorter, 28 by 30.
I roughed it. So you're going to have this corner very close to your lot line.
It's actually going to be parallel, sir.
Okay, play George.
Yeah.
So here is our barn.
Yep.
The structure, I don't want to call it barn.
I'd be
structure.
34 feet.
Okay. And then from the center line of the road to here is 34. I made this out to be 33, so you got a 1-inch space.
Yep.
This is 1-inch, 1 foot away from your lot line.
Roger that.
Okay.
Right. It's supposed to be 50 feet from the lot line. Not 50 feet from the center of the road. It's 50 feet from the edge of your property.
I don't think that's correct. I've always measured from the center line of the road.
Bob?
What we go by is 50 feet from the edge of the road or 75 feet from the center.
Yeah, 75 feet from the center or 50 feet from the... So 50 feet from the edge
of... the road, 50 feet back.
Because is the edge of the road...
So, in fact,
I thought it had to be 50 feet from your property
from
line.
The edge of the road.
Yeah, I'm 25 feet from the edge of the road where I want to put the barn. I that's where I laid my tape down, and I was like, all right, edge of the road. I thought the edge of the road was my property line.
Yeah.
I came from the edge of the road. I'm like, all right, 50 feet. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Could you get any greater distance?
No, if you guys go out there, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're right on your property line and there's any danger of that, you don't want to ever be fighting that battle where, you know.
In regards to?
A foot of your barn being in off your property or something.
Yeah. If they're gonna make my road a class 5 road, that would probably make me close to a $2 million error because I'd be able to subdivide about 30 acres of land.
I know, we'd
be
okay with that if they're suggesting
fine.
That might ever
that.
Get
that's
done.
All
your land is developable.
That's happened.
The people that bought it, we bought it off, got a subdivision declined here because it was a class 6 road.
Right.
So if you guys are talking about approving it to a class 5, which
it's
the developer would have to do it.
Yeah, that's what we were told. So I looked at trying to get my father subdivided the first 3 acres of the land to make a driveway to cut in. And I proposed to the town that I would bring it up to class 5. Your class 5 definition is either pavement or a certain amount of knit pack, 12 inches with 16 foot width, which the road is, with 24 inch runoffs. And I was pretty much told, sorry son, that ain't going to happen until you pave it. But someone saw the meeting and reached out to me and told me to hire an attorney. But that was declined. So if it's going to be brought up to a class 5, I'm not too concerned due to the fact that if it's going to be a class 5, more than likely it's just going to be 20 feet wide. The road is only going to be expanded 24
right.
inches on each
so
side.
This is
to the minimum standard.
To the minimum standard. And you're not getting any more houses past Mr. Phillips' house.
From the center of the road,
75
feet from the
center. A big swamp that everybody sinks their Jeep
so
into that thinks they
the
can
road.
Cross. And I have to pull them out with chains.
I got 56. It'd be 56 or 60.
But I'm not too concerned
okay,
about
so
it.
So
33 feet.
But is, the problem is you start moving down towards Mr. Cummings' house, it gets wet. And I mean, he can, Mr. Cummings can probably attest to that. His yard's wet, it turns bony, and it turns extraordinarily muddy. And I ran into the ledge and I was trying to dig around it, and you'll see where I tried to dig around it to try to move it, try to make everything flat so I could get the setbacks and take the fill and move it to fill in towards right around the swamp edge, and I couldn't do it. It's a 40,000 pound cat.
Let's wait for Judith to get back here.
I'd like before
to change the subject a little bit. Are you related to Peter Brissard?
Peter Brissard.
Peter Brissard.
No, I don't know him.
Okay.
We're West Side Canadians from Manchester.
Okay.
So I have
just out of curiosity.
There was some conversation about. I think Judith was suggesting a site visit, I think that hey, come take a look.
Yeah.
I'd probably, in my opinion, because it's this close to the road.
Right.
I honestly would like to see the property.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on down.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
But we'd end up doing it. Probably as a board,
yeah.
rather than random. So,
yeah.
Again,
no,
Judith would know that.
We have to do that. We have to. It has to be very specific. We set up a site visit. We take minutes, and
sort of like
the board at a day certain and a time certain. Then so because it's also part of our process, and it's open to anyone who your neighbors or anyone else, any member of the public who wishes to attend it because it's part of a public meeting. I also would like to check and find out what the width of that, what the actual width
right
of the road. Talk to the road agent and find
out. You know
what
the irony is?
The
it's hard
is.
To digest it. Everybody is like, yeah, Donovan Road,
well,
not our problem. And then
all of a sudden you want to do something and everybody's
like, hey, I
want to
build
wait,
a barn
what? Whoa,
to put something
yeah.
up. And like, oh, you can't do that. It's against the rules. We need X, Y, and Z. And it's like, wait, I'm the one out there with a Kubota tractor. Mr. Cummings is out
there. We're
taking
care of it. We're maintaining it.
I'm laying the nid down.
We're putting the money on the road. And then all of a sudden
everybody's
like, well, we're going to tell you how to do it.
The problem is, when you agreed to build on that road, I live on a Classic Road, so I know it.
Yeah.
I know how much money you've put in, and my husband's out there with the tractor and everything.
Yeah.
When you agree to build on a road, Classic Road, you agree to take on that responsibility. So that's
for sure, we do.
Okay, so that's a non-issue for us. Whatever money you put into whatever you do,
I'm not worried
it
about
was.
That. I'm just worried that everybody has a say in something that they're not involved with.
Yeah,
that's all, man.
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand that.
So the town does nothing to maintain the road.
That's correct, and you knew that when you put
it
in.
I get that.
No, but
I'm
that's just
the
fact, right? They don't maintain the road.
That's right.
So it's
correct.
Not a burden on them, correct?
That's
not at this point. But the point is we are not a board that is planning for the here and now. We are a board that also has to look at what is the effect of what you're going to do in the future. And also, do you meet the very specific requirements? And if the land around you is all ledge,
which
and
everyone
it's shared
in the state
by
is.
And it's shared by everyone, then there is no hardship.
I
the
was
hardship
say, like
has
that
it's
that ledge extends into my yard also. So if you actually walk down my current driveway, you'll see a rock right there too.
Yeah.
I couldn't move. It is massive, and it looks like it extends to my backyard, and then it drops into the swamp.
I'd like to. I'd like a site visit.
Let's do it.
Obviously,
not
I'd
that
like
we
to
would
do it
necessarily if, do it, but
right.
What would happen if we split the difference at 37 and a half feet? How much would you have to do to...
Oh, to meet that, like,
to
distance.
Meet that.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to be 25 foot for the road edge, what would I be losing? What is he asking? I'm trying to figure out what you're asking.
Well,
another 12.
Basically,
he's
can
like
you
saying,
go back,
you
another,
back
another 12
so
or
so, yeah, that would be
feet.
18. That'd be 18 wide. That'd be less than ideal.
Well,
to,
but what is it that stops you?
You'll see it. The ledge is on the backside, and there's a 4 foot, 5 foot drop.
I presume we'll all
okay.
hear
12
that day,
feet,
right?
And then a 12 foot drop.
But the point is, you could pour a footing wall and bring it out there on
back.
A footing wall to go back on that. You said that it goes down. You could put.
Yeah,
I mean, it wouldn't be
you're
useless
talking,
space.
That's a vast. You're talking a 12 foot wall, probably. And I'd have to get the appropriate footing with the appropriate fill and pack it all in.
Yeah.
And it would be, we'd almost be in a swamp. That's my fear, is I'm putting footing
well, we need
into
to, we
wet.
Need to,
yeah.
Okay, so rather than discuss this, why don't we just set up a time and place for a site
yeah.
walk, and
this does
then
not
we
have,
can...
It doesn't have to be noticed, right? It's just a continuation of
no,
this.
This is a continuation, and then...
Right.
Then we'll meet, we'll do the site walk, we'll meet, come back next month, and we'll...
sure.
Just out of curiosity, do you have, obviously you don't have many neighbors, but do any of the neighbors have any concerns with this?
The only, Mr. Cummings is
here.
On.
One neighbor.
Mr.
Yeah,
Cummings
Mr.
is on.
Mr. Cummings
right.
is here.
Right.
I would love to know if he does, because if he does, that would have a lot of weight with me. He's an E-9 in the Air Force, so I'm a big military guy. Mr. Cummings, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I didn't know if you were in here not support or supporting of my garage proposal.
Well, I am, above and beyond, and I'm not sure. the reason being I'm not sure is because I didn't know what's going to happen with this meeting. So one thing that I should implant in everybody's mind is that Donovan Road does not run in a straight line. Thus, property lines don't either.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's
so you can't look at Donovan Road at one point and see, oh yeah, we got 66 feet
yeah.
across, I can see that. But when you get down in the swamps, that border line kind of disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard, so my suggestion is bring a map of the associated area when you do come out to give Paul a good, fair assessment, and you can see why he wants to build where he wants, where he's planning on or like to build because of the swamp. And that portion of that road, I don't know where the 66 feet is. I don't know where his lot is in reference to that road.
The problem is, with all of these small roads like that, is there's no guarantee, especially without stone walls,
right.
that the road's in the middle of the right-of-way.
Yeah.
It could be all the way to one side.
My pin with Mr. Cummings is about 10 feet off the road on the northern section up here.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's typical.
They
ran into a boulder, and
right.
instead of moving it, they
just
moved the road.
Right.
And
yeah.
so... You know, we can't be guaranteed that the center of the road is the center of the
right
of way.
That's fair.
Right.
Okay, so why don't we set a date for a
if you guys
want
to make it formal, that's fine. Do I need to be there?
Yeah.
Would be
appropriate, yes.
Yeah.
In case I'm at Bragg or something. I didn't know. I'm in the military, so
yeah.
I
couldn't tell.
I'm sorry, sir.
No,
okay.
I think that was a problem, okay? So.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about the weekend or during the week? The next four weekends, I'm traveling.
Okay. All right, so we could do it.
Although I could do it 2 days from now, but.
But Amy's not going to be here to take notes and stuff. So, I mean, we could. I'm available during any time during the week. I mean, can you do it at a night during the week?
No, I could do it during the week.
Ron, could you do
I
it?
I can do it during the week.
Yeah.
Maybe meet at 6 o'clock or something, or whatever time's convenient, even
how about,
during
how about
during
Tony?
The day. Tony. Could you, if you were around, could you do a meeting during the week?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What's
Bill,
your schedule?
You can do
that you're aware
day.
Of it.
Yeah,
you're
I
aware
could do
of.
Thursday.
When are you guys looking at Thursday?
Well, I think not this week. Amy won't be back till next week. I'd like to have Amy there so she can take notes, and I think that's pretty close to her house anyway. So.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry.
I suggest that you
sure.
get a hold of Jeff. And have him
yes.
be there with
good,
us.
Good plan. Okay, and that will...
Is this the road agent?
Yeah.
He wanted nothing to do with my road when I asked him about...
Well, I know.
Well, that's a different issue.
You know,
that has not, and he has nothing to do with mine either, but
no.
this is not about that.
But you have to understand that the problem isn't where we are now, it's where we might be
sure.
10
yeah.
years
right.
now.
That's correct.
Right.
And that's
still
really
a town
the only
road.
Issue.
We just don't have to maintain it. That falls on you.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know.
Okay, so... if we have to set it up at a time when Jeff can be there. That's the thing. And if we set it, why don't we set a time? If Jeff can't be there, then we will call you and change it, and we'll know. We'll put out a notice. We are at,
does it
today's
require
the 22nd.
No,
I don't think so.
Ma'am, does it require a notice? You said put out a notice.
No, just
for us.
Our website. Something on the website or something so that we're meeting there. I don't think it's anything to be noticed. It just has to be stuck out on the two different places so that we'll be doing a sidewalk. And it'll be part of our minutes, so anybody reading the minutes would know. It's also on the record, the visual record. Today's the 22nd. I don't know.
The question is, when can Amy be there too?
Well, Amy's gone this week. She's only gone 1 week. Is that correct? So she'll be on Monday.
Well, no, but I mean, you don't want to ask her to stay at night.
Well, this is very close to where she lives. She can access this from where she lives.
What are her later days?
Well, it could be done during regular workout. Again, I have flexible. I don't know about everybody.
That's less possible for me. Yeah. But.
Oh, that's right. It's like 6. Can you do something like 6?
Yeah, I can do 6.
Does that give you enough time to get home from work and do your stuff?
Come straight here or whatever.
Oh, okay.
That works.
All right. Well,
Thursdays and Fridays are better for me. I work from home, so I'll be literally a half mile away, but I don't.
What days do you work at home? Say that again.
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. So if we said like the 22nd, like next the 31st. August 31st, that's a Thursday?
Yeah.
Would that work for you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in town.
Okay. All right, and Tony, August 31st?
Well, that's not the best day for me.
Well, if you can make it, if not, I'll fill you in.
I mean, does Friday work first? Or?
Would Friday work better for you?
It does. Just so happens I have a board meeting I have to go do.
Okay, so that would be it would be September 1st, Friday, September 1st?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but just to give you a heads up.
And I can do that earlier.
Amy's off on Fridays.
That's right. They don't work on Fridays.
All right. So.
How about the 30th, the Wednesday in the middle?
Wednesday?
Could you do like a 6 o'clock on a Wednesday?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Don't worry about me. If that's what you guys want to do, I'll be here.
Paul, you?
She'll have to be there. I won't be around.
Which day is it?
Next Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday or Thursday?
When would be convenient for you to be there?
I can't. I'm gone for that whole 24 hours, ma'am. So I can be there Thursday evening. But my wife will be there both days, so it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
I can do it Thursday at 6:30. It'd probably make
at
that.
6:30?
Yeah, if that works. Still light out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you supply bug spray?
Sure.
Sure.
Bug spray cupcakes.
Okay, so Thursday, August 30th at 6:30, and then we will continue this hearing. I'm 31st, sorry.
31st, not 30th, right?
31st.
31st
yes.
Will be the Thursday.
Thank you.
What is that address?
266 Donovan Road, sir.
So it's Thursday. I got Wednesday. Thursday. August 31, 6:30, 266 Donovan Road. And we access that from?
Chester Turnpike.
Yeah.
Up right up by Russ Dan's house?
Yes, right across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His dog's gotten on my chickens the other day.
Yeah. Okay.
And I had to lock him in my garage.
I don't think it's his dog's. I think
it's his son's
baby boy's dog.
Okay, so then we'll continue this hearing.
Yeah.
Until, and then our next meeting is September. It's the fourth Tuesday in September, so it'll be the 26th. So this hearing will be continued until the 26th.
Sure.
No more notice from anything. And will you be able to make that?
Yes, I'll be there Thursday night.
Tuesday night.
The meeting.
No, the meeting, the next month on the 26th. It's
September
a Tuesday.
September 26th. Tuesday.
The fourth Tuesday we meet.
Yes.
Okay. So
September
then,
26th, right?
Okay,
yep.
So the meetings is continued to then.
Mr. Cummings did bring up a good point. It's going to be the driest portion that I can probably build on.
Okay. All right. So then we will see you on the 31st at 6:30, and then and mark out like some way mark out the garage so we know where the corners are.
Roger,
yep.
Man.
Okay, and then we will see you then.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, Sarah.
No problem, guys. Have a good day.
Okay. So.
Sorry, guys.
All right, next thing on the agenda is, next thing on it is a review of the minutes we have. I don't know if you have you guys had a chance to read them, Do you want to wait and put them off till the next meeting? I mean, we can do that and do them then. Bill, if you're going to pick up your grandson, you need to go.
Don't.
You can't shut it off. Just let me know how I shut it off.
Yeah.
All she's supposed to do is hit end in the bottom right corner here.
Okay.
And we're done. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'll make sure that you. I'll call you when I have a copy of that and figure out a way to get it to you.
Leave it here and I'll come get it or
okay.
Whatever.
Really. All right, you stop by my house and pick it up or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send me the address, whatever's good.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Okay, so we have to look at, if you remember,
we have the
new, which is here someplace and all my papers, yes. This is the application for...
Yeah.
The extension of the of variance, and we have to. This is our second meeting, so we have to accept that, and if, then if we do, then it becomes part of our rules, our ZBA bylaws.
Yeah.
It shall be. So basically, reading the last paragraph here in italics, the building permit is valid for 2 years. After that date, local ordinance could extend it if we change the rules, or the zoning board has to approve it for another building permit. Is
yes, if you recall, remember when the gravel place came in, we had no...
I didn't hear it, I was in my office.
Okay, no, the new piece of the new document for building permits expire after 2 years.
Of variances.
Variances, excuse me. Wrong. The variance require, if it isn't acted on, it expires after 2 years, and then it has to come before this board. Whereas right now, I believe it's in perpetuity, it just keeps going. Is that true?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there was some question about how long you could keep extending building permits, is that?
No, variances. This is an extension on the variance.
This is a variance.
If you
But wasn't there something, I mean, because you got a couple of permits that have been 10 years down the road and still being...
Yeah, I think we have one that's going to continue this year after its 11th year.
I mean, that just seems ridiculous.
Yeah,
it is.
That's why I got to talk to the selectmen.
So that's the selectmen are going to do something with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to ask them to just allow me to issue one permit, one extension.
Yeah.
Then they have to go.
And then they have to go through the process again.
I mean, the codes change.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. It's okay.
That's what we talked about. It wasn't our... We were trying
to remember which
okay.
was what.
So we need a motion to accept this.
I move we accept this
application
proposed
for
application as presented.
A second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Tony?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Okay, so we will add this to our...
Is this one of those documents that we have to discuss two times in a row?
This is the second time.
This is the second time.
So now it becomes part, now it goes into our bylaws and it will be, and this also allows us to charge fees and things because if you recall, that we had no procedure, we have to notice all of that, but we had no procedure to recover our fees from the fees for zoning or for noticing and everything. So this then will allow us to recover that. Okay. So This is mine. This goes back to Amy. And what else? Any other business to become before the board?
I have a question regarding the Bob and Claudia Carr. Was that appealed or not?
I have not heard. Do you know if Mr. Carr appealed?
I don't know.
I haven't heard. I was going to ask Amy, and I didn't get a chance to ask her. So hopefully we'll have an answer next time. I think Amy would have sent me something if it had been. But, okay. So if there's no other business, then I will ask for...
I have a question.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah, along with the information from Amy, there appears to be minutes that have been approved back till like March. When does that happen?
We have three sets of minutes that we have not approved that we need to do one of these times.
We keep pushing it off, Tony.
Okay.
So I think there's four sets, actually.
This one's
going to make five, which means has anybody looked at these minutes from March 28th? Okay. So here's the thing. 25. Do your reading, because we're going to do these next time. All five
we
of them.
We can do, yeah.
Okay, and if you have any changes, please write them on the minutes, and then we will... discuss them next time. All right, so if there's nothing else, I will ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, the meeting is adjourned at 7:50.